One afternoon, about 3 years ago, Diana Wickman was out with her dog, Scout. He's a border collie, black and white, medium-sized, pointy ears that flop over.
And I ran into this tall, skinny dude walking another border collie.
The tall, skinny dude was Simon Thorold. He was with his dog, Dempsey.
She was going one way and I was going the other way and we kind of intersected.
I'm like, oh, you're a border collie person. Clearly, I'm going to get along with you. Like, if someone has a border collie, I'm like, we're going to be friends.
It turns out Diana and Simon had both gotten their dogs from the same person, the previous shepherd at Peterson Farm. So they both knew the town of Falmouth was looking for someone new to maintain the place, about 15 acres of pasture surrounded by pine and oak woods, tucked away off Woods Hole Road. The town's requirement? Using sheep as lawnmowers. They were interested, but also wary.
There were so many logistical questions. Like, how do we get the sheep here? Where do the sheep come from, right? Like, where do we go find sheep?
There were other concerns. Peterson Farm had been fallow for a while, and it wasn't in great shape. The grass was chest high, and it was full of ticks.
And all the invasive weeds had taken over. You just walked here, and you're like, you'd be crazy to take on this farm. It was ridiculous.
And there was one more thing. Diana and Simon aren't shepherds. They're scientists in Woods Hole.
What I actually do is work on autonomous underwater vehicles.
I'm an ocean ecologist in the biology department.
They both had a bit of farming experience, mostly from years ago. Diana worked at Friends Farms as a kid in Connecticut, and she'd started to train her dog to herd sheep with Peterson Farm's last shepherd. Simon grew up on a dairy farm in New Zealand and spent a gap year on a sheep farm. But having their own farm would be different.
She was in the same situation, that the idea of taking this on by herself seemed a little daunting, but the idea of taking it on with someone else seemed less than half as daunting.
So we teamed up and we got everything together to put in a bid and we got the proposal.
So I don't know if you know the children's book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, but if you give a New Zealander or a sheepdog, he's going to want some sheep. And so if you give him some sheep, he's going to need a place to put them.
It's been almost a year now since Diana and Simon took over the farm, and they've made a lot of headway. They've built all new fencing, and their sheep have grazed down the grass nice and short.
I love all these sheep. When I feed them in the morning, I'm just like, you're the most beautiful sheep ever. You know, I'm just like laying on the ground with them, like scratching them, taking pictures of them. I'm like, I hope no one sees this.
The farm is work, like hands and knees, dirty, smelly work. But it's also a way to switch on a different part of their brains. Diana flies underwater robots, but on the farm, she's the vet, trimming feet, giving shots. And Simon, who studies fish, he's the infrastructure guy.
We're going to staple the insulator onto the top of the post here. We can then run the high tensile wire through here, and that's going to be our electric wire at the top.
That wire is to keep out predators, which they've avoided so far. But they have had loss. Half of their first 10 sheep got a chronic contagious infection. They knew they didn't want to use antibiotics on their flock, but it was still a tough call.
We cried. I cried for like a week before we had to slaughter the animal. It was awful. You know, those were our first sheep. But I think if you're going to farm, you have to come to grips with that. However you're going to do it, you have to like come to some peace with it.
And then there are the animals that brought Diana and Simon together in the first place.
What, buddy? Come here. Come here.
Diana has 4 border collies now. Simon has 2. A warm spring day like this one means training with them after work.
This is Abel and our 5 Scottish Blackface ewes, who are right now are just loving all the fresh grass, so they're not as amenable as they might be. But Abel will move them, no problem. There he goes. They're off.
We use the dogs for everything. They're just indispensable. So we put a lot of time into making sure that they're, you know, useful.
Especially now that there are some new arrivals. Diana and Simon just welcomed their first lambs.
Shh, you okay, little one? You're okay, little one?
Simon was saying, feels like we're real sheep farmers now.
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Anna Isaacs in Falmouth.